88.3 Southern FM.
The tradition of using music or comedy to wake up the crew on NASA missions dates back to the days of the Gemini missions in the 1960s. Usually these are well-known pieces of music, but sometimes they are especially commissioned works. It is two of those we play this evening because they were used to wake up the astronaut who is the sad subject of our report. This is Space Shuttle Columbia by Pigs in Space, a greeting to the crew of the second Space Shuttle mission.
Yes, First Mate Piggy?
It is time to contact the Columbia and speak to the astronauts.
Really and truly?
No, Ingle and truly.
Dr. Strange Park, that joke's been used before.
It doesn't matter, so has their spacecraft.
Open the communications link, will you, First Mate Piggy?
Of course, Mon Capitaine. This is the spaceship Swine Trek calling the Columbia.
Now introduce me, Dr. Strange Park.
Stand by for a message from our captain, Link Hogthrob.
Oh, brother.
My fellow astronauts, I send greeting to Commander Joseph Engel and Pilot Richard Truly. We are all engaged in a great adventure. We welcome you two brave pigs to outer space.
You blew it, Linky baby.
Joe, Henry, and Richard are not pigs, Mon Capitaine.
What?
They're human beings.
Oh, well, there goes the neighborhood.
If you thought you were insulted today, tune in tomorrow for Pigs in Space!
Former astronaut and NASA administrator Richard Truly died on February the 27th at his home in Colorado at the age of 86. After a career as a naval aviator, Truly was one of the first military astronauts selected to the United States Air Force's Manned Orbital Laboratory program in 1965. After that program was cancelled, he transferred to NASA in 1969. During the Skylab missions in 1973, he served as capsule communicator. In 1977, he flew the space shuttle test vehicle Enterprise on two approach and landing tests. In 1981, Truly was pilot on STS-2, the second spaceflight of the Columbia space shuttle. His second trip into space came in 1983 when he commanded the Challenger on STS-8. Richard Truly served as NASA administrator for 3 years before leaving the space agency in 1992. Well, now to the story of how Pigs in Space was used to waken Richard Truly during STS-2. Jim Henson was a prolific artistic creator. One of his most successful was The Muppets. A sketch series on The Muppet Show was Pigs in Space. In his diary, on 1981 November the 2nd, Henson wrote simply, "Recording Pigs in Space for NASA Space Shuttle." Behind that brief diary entry lies a greater story, as explained by a Henson Company archivist.
After the Columbia Space Shuttle's successful inaugural round trip in April 1981, NASA asked Jim Henson if the Muppets would record wake-up calls that would play for the astronauts on the second shuttle voyage launching that November 12. The astronauts had a great affection, and professional admiration, no doubt, for the crew of the Swine Trek from The Muppet Show. Captain Link Hogthrob, First Mate Piggy, and Dr. Julius Strangepork were the clear choice to do the job. With input from a group of NASA astronauts, Jerry Joel wrote 5 scripts for the 5-day mission. The team at Mission Control on the ground, including the pioneer Sally K. Ride, no doubt enjoyed waking Commander Joseph Engel and Pilot Richard Truly with personal ribbing from the Swine Trek crew. In the brief bits, Piggy, Link and Strange Pork managed to make some truly terrible jokes, Richard truly, and personally teased the orbiting crew. In reference to the fact that this was the first time in history that a spacecraft was making a return trip into outer space, when Miss Piggy suggested that Strange Pork's joke had been used before, he responded, "It doesn't matter. So has their spacecraft." After the launch, Jim Henson received an autographed commemorative photo inscribed, "To Captain Hogtherob, F.M. Piggy and Dr. Strangepork. Thanks for your help and may the Swinetrek and the Columbia cross paths again." Jerry Joel and his wife, and fellow Fraggle writer, Susan became friends with Sally Ride, who oversaw the Wake Up Call program.
A second version of the Pigs in Space skit was played on the final morning of the STS-2 mission. Appropriately, it was called Space Shuttle Columbia, Last Days.
Well, Link, today is the day for the Columbia to end its mission.
I'm going to miss them. It was nice having company.
Ah, in a little while, they'll be re-entering the atmosphere of Mother Earth.
Well, I hope they've solved their problems with those heat tiles.
At least they've got tiles.
Yeah, we got shingles.
Who ever heard of putting shingles on a spaceship? It looks silly.
I think it's quaint. We look like a floating hunting lodge.
You'd love it, Joe Henry.
Anyway, we wish the Columbia happy landings. We will be staying here, in the outer reaches of space. Our mission is not complete.
Tell them why our mission is not complete.
Yeah, tell them why we're staying in space.
Well, it's because we don't know how to get down. Oh, Joe, Dick, which button do you push?
Well, it certainly isn't the cute little red one.
Hey, Joe, if I did a barrel roll to final, would that work?
Oh, help!
Be grateful that you don't have to tune in tomorrow for Pigs in Space.
I gather that Richard truly enjoyed that skit way back in 1981. Well, Linda and Jerry Ruker, along with Roy McCoy, wrote a song called Blast Off Columbia. Although written for Columbia's first mission, STS-1, it equally applies to Richard Truly's first spaceflight, STS-2.
There's 10 seconds and counting. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff. She's beautiful. She's clear to land. Do you copy, Houston? This is Houston. We copy.
Well, many a man-hour went into this thing. A job well done by the shuttle space team. We can't say that she's sleek and lean, but I'll tell you right now, she's a mean machine. The Columbia. Not the kind you smoke. This here's a bird. She gets high on herself. Rockwell Martin, USBI, all got together and they'd give it a try. You ought to see that sucker fly. There she goes, now way bye-bye. Two solid boosters hanging off the side. Look out, boys, you're in for a ride. She's gonna switch into overdrive. Just lay back and let her slide. Don't hit any fence posts on the way up there, boys. Flip them switches. All right. Crippen and Young are in the driver's seat with tons of thrust sitting at their feet. Home sweet home never sounded so sweet. After this ride, they're gonna be beat. Shook their socks off. Best of the rattle her teeth too. Hold on, boys. All right. Now that we've got them into outer space, there's anticipation on every face. Thousands of eyes looking all around just to see where she's gonna touch the ground. We're praying for you, boys. Oh, you'll make it. We got faith in you. All right. Like a bolt of lightning, she came into sight. We could see her lining up on the runway lights. All hearts were troubled and gripped with fear until we seen her drop her fixed landing gear. Well, she's coming in so smooth and clean. Running much better than a sewing machine. I'm telling you, them boys done fine. They landed that sucker right smack on a dime. We're proud of you, boys. Welcome home. Glad to have you back now. All right. The next adventure into outer space will be undertaken by the United States. Thanks to God and His love and grace, America's still number one in space.
Well, that was Linda and Jerry Rucker with Roy McCall, Blast Off Columbia, written for STS-1, but equally applies to Richard Truly's flight on STS-2. So there's astronaut Richard Truly, dead last week at the age of 86. This is The Space Show.